Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
Well, thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Well, today you are in for a very special treat. We're continuing our interview with our very special guest from Child Evangelism Fellowship International Ministries. We have John Luck, who is assistant to our president of CEF through our international headquarters, and also Brother Jeremiah, who is one of our 8 regional directors overseeing the ministry in the vast region of the Middle East. So John and Brother Jeremiah, thank you again for being with us here today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Well, I'm so glad that you can make the time and to come and to share about the ministry, to give us a picture, because a lot of times, you know, we kind of get stuck in our own rut. You know, the ministry is, you know, right here in Peoria, right here in Illinois, and the ministry of CEF is worldwide. And you guys probably know this, but actually the ministry of CEF began here in our state. It began in Chicago, Illinois. So it is quite fitting for you to be here to expand our vision again and remember the ministry that Mr. O, our founder of CEF, started. His passion, his heart was worldwide and praying for every country. And so I know last week, John, we were talking about this CAMEL project that you guys have started, not sure how many years ago, about Christmas across Middle East lands. And I know it's now past Christmas, but in one sense, Christmas can just keep on going on through all the year, because every day is Christmas because of Christ, and we can always celebrate and point the children to Him. So can you share with us more about, maybe some more details? I mean, what is this CAMEL project, Christmas Across Middle East Lands, and a little bit more what that looks like?
Well, it basically is taking the opportunity that children have an interest in Christmas, even in the Middle East. And Christmas, you know, in some places in the Middle East is actually celebrated in January. And so we are looking from about the middle of November through, you know, the middle of January is when these clubs are taking place. And they are taking advantage of that opportunity, but introducing the true meaning of Christmas, mm-hmm. and telling the children about Jesus. And so it's just a wonderful opportunity that God is using in just a phenomenal way. The numbers are staggering.
Now, is this only happening in the Middle East region? Is this particular for the Middle East? Is this CAMEL? I assume this project about the Middle East, is that's what this is coming from?
Yes.
Okay. So what does that look like for the Middle East region over there? I mean, I know you were just sharing me, you know, during the break that those numbers are staggering. Can you kind of give us those numbers of what that looks like last year? And then maybe Brother Jeremiah, can you share what we're looking at this year?
Sure. We have about 280 workers in the 28 countries of the Middle East. And they got to working on training people, training volunteers to be able to do these party clubs. And they were very intentional. And they conducted trainings, about 2,700 of them. Mm-hmm. Some of them large trainings, but some of them small in very secret places because it was dangerous to have large gatherings.
Right.
And they were able to train over 56,000 volunteers.
Wow.
And those 56,000 volunteers went out and conducted Christmas party clubs in villages and sometimes in underground churches and different places like that. But 162,000 mm-hmm. Christmas party clubs that actually the attendance in all of those clubs was a little over 5.8 million children.
Oh, wow.
So it's almost, you know, it's exceedingly abundantly beyond anything you could ask or think.
So just so our radio audience understands, I mean, you're talking about 5-point-something million children that are hearing about Jesus, and one of the most unreached groups of people in the world, and of a lot of areas where they're not even allowed to even mention the name Jesus, but now they're being proclaimed the gospel of Jesus. I mean, that is just incredible. And so then this year you're doing it again, and Brother Jeremiah, what's your vision for this year for the CAMEL project in the Middle East?
Yeah, this year our goal is to share the gospel to children 8 million children.
8 million.
Oh, can you imagine?
So you're just going to add another 3 million children, like?
because we.
I wish I could do that and snap my fingers. There you go.
God has given us some more workers, also there are actually over 750 million children live in Middle East region. So we say, even though we say 8 million, it's just little more than 1%.
Yeah, it's just a drop in the bucket. Yeah.
Yeah.
But not with God. Not with God. So.
But actually, it's not easy work.
Yeah.
Because our region, the majority is Muslim people and Hindu people and the Buddhist people. They don't like to hear the gospel message.
Mm-hmm.
And even the government, even religious leaders, they are doing something very against our activities.
I see. Mm-hmm.
But we still know children, they have no any other way to hear the gospel message.
Mm-hmm.
And also, our burden and desire is, even if they can have one opportunity to hear the gospel message, we must not give up. We must try for them to have this opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So our great vision of this year is training at least 100,000 volunteers.
Wow.
Yeah. So they can conduct over 200,000 Christmas party clubs everywhere.
Mm.
In each club, we usually have about 40 children.
Mm-hmm.
So we can imagine how many kids. Mm-hmm. So 8 million children can attend our clubs and listen to the teachers about true meaning of Christmas.
And as you go forth and you are teaching God's word, I mean, you're not just telling a Christmas story. You're teaching God's word,
yes,
the gospel message of Jesus Christ to the children. We can be sure that God's word will not return void.
Yeah.
And every child that God has ordained to hear that gospel message and to come and believe and trust in Christ as their Lord and Savior,
it will come to pass
because God, this is not your ministry. This is not CEF, even though it's CEF. And yes, I know you're the regional director, but this is God's ministry.
Amen.
And because, you know, with God, nothing is impossible. But really, I was thinking, John, that the Camel Project really fits so well into your overall strategy for international ministries in training and equipping and supporting. And I know we talked about that a little bit, but can you kind of like dovetail that in and expand that a little bit of why that international strategy is working so well, especially in regions of the world like this?
Well, CF strategy is to train nationals. We have about 3,500 workers worldwide. 96% of them are nationals working in their own country. That means they know the language, they know the culture, they can work there for far less finances than an expatriate missionary.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we do in training is we do tons of training. Last year in a training course somewhere around the world, a little over 392,000 people sat in a CF training course learning how to effectively share the gospel with children.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, equipping. We have a program called Boxes of Books.
Right.
Boxes of Books gives a teacher everything they need to reach children for a year.
But materials. Teaching materials.
Teaching materials, discipleship materials. Mm-hmm. And so we provide those to them. And then we have SPAN, which is Sponsor a National, which gives them resources to be able to just keep doing that and not have to worry so much about how they're going to provide for their family.
Mm-hmm.
And the average SPAN worker receives $300 a month worldwide.
Yes.
So they can be fully supported for $300 a month, which is obviously a bargain.
Right. I know how important SPAN ministry. I've not really been to that region of the world, but I go to East Central Africa. I've been there many times, and Joseph Kabuli and so forth in countries like that, and like Uganda, Kenya, and Tanzania. And I see firsthand how important the SPAN sponsor national program is, because without that, it would make it very hard for those national workers to raise the support they need so that they can give not just their full time, but their whole lives to serving the Lord and reaching children for Christ. You know, there's so many needs that we have, but, you know, as we come to, I just really want to ask you, is there ways that you could share with us how we could pray specifically for the Middle East? And also, I know that there are many needs, but also our listening audience, I mean, if you could just share maybe some financial needs or resource needs that you have too. So how can we pray and how can we give to support the ministry of reaching children in the Middle East for Christ?
Okay. To reach more children, we need to have more workers.
Mm-hmm.
My great desire is to have at least 100 new workers every year. So that with those committed people, we can reach millions of children for Christ. So please pray for us to have more workers, and also they need to have some support. Monthly, we can support $100 or some people $200. So you can adopt those local workers to be your family missionaries or
okay.
your company missionaries.
Okay.
You can support and pray for them. Or in order to have those workers, we need to have more trainings. But these third world people, they are not able to pay training the fees. So if we can support those people to take a training, it will be great, great help so that we can have more workers. And also we have lots of materials. We need to translate materials, and mm-hmm. we can print materials in their own languages so that teachers and volunteers can share the gospel message in their own language so children can hear the message in their mother tongues.
Mm-hmm.
And those things we need your help so that we can be in the front lines
mm-hmm.
with your prayer and your support. We can run here and there and sharing gospel to the kids in the Middle East where not many people can go, but they can still there. Even the midst of a war situation, they are still there.
Mm-hmm.
Even the persecution is taking place every day, but they still there.
Mm-hmm.
Though missionaries, they have to leave this country because of that kind of situation, but our workers can stay back there sharing gospel with children. So your prayers and your support will be great, great help to reach boys and girls for Christ.
Mm, amen. Mm-hmm. John, is there anything that you'd like to add about the critical importance of reaching children for Christ in the Middle East as we come to a close?
Well, we believe that children are the most fruitful mission field in all the world.
Mm-hmm.
And children are open to the gospel. And so what we want to do is we want to get the gospel to as many children as
mm-hmm.
possible. And so through the CAMEL program, if we have 200,000,
mm-hmm.
Christmas party clubs this year, probably about 10,000 of those will convert into Good News Clubs, which will mm-hmm. be ongoing ministry.
Weekly Bible clubs.
Right, weekly mm-hmm. Bible clubs. There are currently 18,000 Good News Clubs taking place in the Middle East. And this would raise that number up to about 28,000.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is a tremendous amount.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was just thinking as we're coming off the Christmas season, there are still children around the world that need to hear about Jesus.
Yes.
And what mm-hmm. the angel said to the shepherds that night as they were, you know, keeping watch of their flock by night and biding the fields, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." And yet there are children in the Middle East who still need to know that Savior has come, and his name is Jesus Christ the Lord. Thanks again for being with us and just spending time with us here in Peoria. And you know what they say, if it plays in Peoria, it'll play everywhere. And if we pray in Peoria, if we give in Peoria, if we support in Peoria, it will play everywhere because of the Lord. Thanks again, and thanks for listening, and we hope you join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
again.